What if a new solar panel not only promised 37% efficiency, but also came with a 30-year warranty? One U.S. startup says they'll start selling it this year. This isn't science fiction, and it's not silicone. This is the perovskite revolution, and it's moving from the lab to the production line with stunning speed. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly strategic briefing on the technology that matters. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, the solar energy sector is buzzing with a flood of announcements, all centered on one technology, perovskites. We're seeing a cascade of new world records for efficiency, major investments in new factories, and bold commercial promises that could reshape the global energy landscape. The central question for our listeners is whether this is just another lab curiosity or the commercial tipping point for a technology that could leave conventional silicone panels in the dust. The developments are coming fast, especially from China, forcing a strategic response from U.S. and European industry.
That's right, Susie. The pace has accelerated dramatically. We're moving from a discussion of theoretical potential to one of industrial scale and market entry.
Let's start with the basics, Troy. We keep hearing about perovskite silicon tandem cells breaking records. In plain English, what are they and why are the numbers suddenly getting so high?
Think of it as a power-up for standard silicon solar cells. A tandem cell stacks an ultra-thin layer of a synthetic perovskite crystal on top of a traditional silicon base. The perovskite layer is brilliant at capturing high-energy light like blues and greens, while the silicon underneath captures the lower-energy reds and infrared light. By working together, they harvest much more of the sun's full spectrum.
And this is what's behind the new records?
Precisely. This week, we saw Chinese solar giant LONGi announce a new world record of 35.5% conversion efficiency, certified by the U.S. National Renewable Energy Laboratory, or NREL. Just days before, their rival, Jinko Solar, hit 33.84%. To put that in perspective, high-end commercial silicon panels today peak at around 23-24% efficiency. This isn't an incremental improvement, it's a step change in performance. The sheer volume of these announcements from major Chinese industrial players signals a coordinated race to dominate the next generation of solar technology.
Records are great for the lab, Troy, but our listeners care about the factory floor. Are we seeing this translate into actual products? What does this mean for U.S. and European manufacturers?
It's happening now. This is the most critical development. LONGi immediately followed its 35.5% record by committing $28 million to build a 100-megawatt pilot production line in Shaanxi Province. That is the definitive step to move a technology from the laboratory into commercial-scale verification. It tells competitors the industrialization phase has begun.
So China is scaling up. Is there a Western response?
There is, and it's aggressive. U.S.-based startup Tandem PV just announced it has secured nearly $1 billion in letters of intent and will begin revenue-generating sales of its perovskite tandem modules later this year. They're targeting 37% efficiency by 2030 and, most importantly, offering a 30-year warranty. Meanwhile, the UK and Germany-based company Oxford PV actually shipped the world's first commercial perovskite tandem modules back in 2024.
What should our trading and distribution companies take away from this?
They need to be vetting these new suppliers immediately. This technology is no longer theoretical. Trading companies should engage with firms like Tandem PV and Oxford PV to understand their production roadmaps, warranty details, and supply chain. Chinese producers like GCL Optoelectronics are also scaling, recently hitting over 30% efficiency on a large 2,042 square centimeter module. The time to build partnerships is now, before gigawatt-scale manufacturing, targeted for 2028, locks in the market leaders.
So, the actionable insight for executives?
Task your strategic sourcing and technology teams to run a full evaluation of perovskite tandem suppliers. This technology will create a performance gap that will become a competitive disadvantage for anyone sticking solely to legacy silicon.
Troy, I have to come back to that 30-year warranty from Tandem PV. Perovskites have always had a reputation for degrading quickly when exposed to moisture and heat. Is this warranty credible, or is it just aggressive marketing?
That has been the Achilles heel of the technology, but the fundamental science is changing. The stability problem is being systematically solved. For example, researchers at Lithuania's Kaunas University of Technology working with Chinese partners, developed a new interface engineering method that they say eliminates a primary cause of degradation. This is no longer just about putting a better seal on the panel. The core materials are becoming intrinsically more robust.
What's changing in the material itself?
We're seeing deep scientific breakthroughs. One international study revealed a synergistic self-passivation mechanism within the perovskite crystal itself. In simple terms, the material has a way of self-healing its own defects, which extended the charge carrier lifetime by a factor of 1,000. Other research is using specific molecules, like thiolus, to form strong chemical bonds that lock the crystal structure in place and suppress the ion migration that causes degradation.
So the chemistry itself is being re-engineered for durability.
Exactly. It's a combination of better core material science and advanced encapsulation, which suppliers like Taiwan's Everlight Chemical are focused on. The fact that a U.S. startup is willing to put a 30-year warranty on its product is the strongest commercial signal we have that the durability problem is considered solvable at an industrial level.
It certainly sounds like Chinese firms and labs are setting the pace. What is the specific strategic response from the United States and Europe to ensure they remain competitive?
The response is twofold: foster a domestic startup ecosystem and fund the foundational research needed for industrial scale-up. In the U.S., the Department of Energy has launched a $3 million perovskite startup prize. Its goal is to fast-track new American companies focused on bringing this technology to market, particularly for residential applications where high efficiency and a small footprint is key.
So, nurturing the next Tandem PV or Swift Solar?
Correct. But beyond that, the DOE is also strategically allocating a larger $71 million congressional fund for perovskite R&D. According to former officials, this money is being funneled to national labs like NREL and other projects to solve the hard problems of long-term reliability and domestic manufacturing. The goal is to build a secure, American-based supply chain.
And in Europe, is there a similar strategy?
Yes. Europe is focused on maintaining its strong R&D leadership and translating it into industrial capacity. Germany's Fraunhofer Institute for Solar Energy Systems, a world leader, recently opened a new research platform specifically designed to work with industrial-sized 210-millimeter cells. This is a clear move to bridge the gap between lab-scale cells and factory-ready processes. Combined with commercial leaders like Oxford PV operating out of Germany, the strategy is to ensure European industry can manufacture these advanced technologies at scale.
Troy, let's bring it all together. What are the three key takeaways from this week for executives in manufacturing and technology?
First, the efficiency gap is now a reality. Perovskite tandem cells are demonstrating efficiencies north of 35%, creating a performance differential that will be too large for the market to ignore. The transition away from pure-play silicon has begun. Second, commercialization is here, with pilot lines from giants like LONGi and initial product sales from Western companies like Oxford PV and Tandem PV. This is no longer a 10-year research project. The market is forming right now. And third, the durability challenge is being overcome. Fundamental science breakthroughs are making the materials more robust, giving credibility to the long-term warranties needed for bankability and large-scale deployment.
And the most important action item for Western companies?
U.S. and European manufacturers in the energy and advanced material sectors must have a perovskite strategy. That means evaluating partnerships, tracking intellectual property, and potentially making direct investments. Trading companies need to be qualifying these new high-efficiency products. Ignoring this technology is no longer a viable option.
A new era for solar energy is not on the horizon. It's arriving. The companies that act now will be the ones to lead the market. Thanks, Troy.
My pleasure, Susie.
For Troy Technical Intelligence, I'm Susie. Join us next week for your strategic briefing on the technology that drives business. Please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.